20 homes were damaged in one Eufaula neighborhood. No serious injuries were reported. And the Alabama legislature has voted to suspend the session until April 28th. In a brief session Tuesday, both the House and Senate quickly voted for the suspension. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says he is confident that budgets will be passed when the legislature returns April 28th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, here is Dan Morris. 272-9222. Welcome back, by the way. 272-9228. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, Tip Tames went down to Chris's Hot Dogs. I like that tip. And don't forget, Swift Creek Farm Market. You can go in and get carry out there. They have the Boston Butt for $25. That's a great price. This thing is huge. Or you can get 2 slabs of rib for $25. Order today at 280 Farm. Pick up tomorrow or anytime during the week, but you have to order the day before so we can get it cooked properly and make sure it's taken care of. Let's see, and don't forget about Jubilee, Sweet Creek Farm Market, Jan's, Beach House, call them and get carry out. I'm liking this carry out stuff, let's go back to Brett Hume here and finish up with him. Brett Hume on the media, not taking Trump. They really are doing this. Trump is doing so well, they're no longer taking him. So MSNBC did not have the first part of Trump yesterday, which I thought was the best part because he was sober Trump. They only took Fauci and Burks. That's it. They didn't take Trump. Why? Because Trump is scoring huge points with this thing. Let's listen in.
I mean, there's no bigger story, obviously, happening in the country or the world at this point. So I think when the White House and the experts who are handling that situation come out, I'm not really sure what you cut away and go to that is going to be more informative or more of what people are interested in hearing about in that moment than that, Britt.
To give you an example, I can give you a little insight into that because I saw somebody was noting when the briefing first started that the network on which that man you just showed us, on which he works, wasn't taking it. They didn't take the beginning of it. So, and then after Fauci and Burks came up, they started taking it. I don't know whether when their own correspondent was asking Trump a bunch of questions, largely questions about whether he had gotten it right all along, whether they were even taking that, I don't know. But it seems to me that, you know, the only obvious news play is you take the briefing, and you play it all the way through to the end, knowing that people are interested in, I guess that the ratings for it suggest that people are very much interested in it. So it seems to me to be an easy call and one that some people are missing entirely.
If you look at his ratings, and Gallup kind of did a thing that it showed him at the beginning of the coronavirus, and it took him at about the 1st of March, and then have him in that four-week period. And, I mean, it is like a coronavirus parabolic turn that happened. I mean, just it's up, 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 up. So he's going from 48% and up into the 50% tile. If you look at the ABC poll that's registered voters, I don't believe it, but registered voters are showing a favorability rating of this of 65%. That is huge. And it's because he's talking directly to the public. He's not going through the NBC, ABC, and CBS lens, and that is great. That is absolutely great. Okay, so So we have some problems that are kind of going around here. Kevin McCarthy was on last night, and he is going to be talking about Pelosi wanting to investigate Trump again. Now, what she basically said is what we need to do is investigate Trump and the handling of the coronavirus. Now, let me tell you something. If this thing turns out good is anything under 100,000, which I think is going to be well below that, I just don't see how you get to that number. Right. With where we are right now, particularly if you put all your pressure on New York. And I notice that he's really trying to help New York, because I believe he sees we need to help New York keep their numbers down and get the other states to do what they need to do, and we'll have a much better outcome with this thing. But Nancy Pelosi basically said we need to do an after-action report and investigate. And she used the word investigate the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus. Well, if it's way under 100,000, that will go nowhere. If it's near 100,000, I think she will get booed off the stage if she does that. Listen in to Kevin.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Well, that didn't take long. Let's have another investigation.
That's all they want to do. You know, when the administration came down to brief the House about coronavirus, they were preoccupied with impeachment instead of protecting this country. That's exactly the only thing they focused upon. And then you watch Nancy Pelosi. I watched her sit there and say those words, and it was very upsetting to me as an American, not as an elected official, but as an American, because she is the one who flew in on Sunday. I was in that meeting. She stopped the relief. She restricted any relief from coming unless she could invoke her liberal wish list into reality. She talked about changing election law. She talked about Planned Parenthood. She talked about paying off pensions. This is why she held back, why millions of Americans lost their job. We just now got this $2 trillion bill through. The president has signed it. You're watching things come to fruition right now with the regulations coming out, and she's wanting to spend trillions more instead of letting this go to work. And our real focus should be on the health of this nation and its citizens. And then after we get through this, if there is a targeted area. But she is upset because she did not get that wish list. When you talk about the Kennedy Center and others, the real upsetting part that she has is all the things she couldn't put in. And remember what her number three said. This is a time to change the scope and the direction of this country into their belief, to restructure it was his actual word.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The Democrats, and you're going to get this in another cut I'm going to do on the Pray and Park. And I'm telling you guys, I love history. I read about this stuff. When you get turmoil out there, what you do is you lose liberty. And what the Democrats are going to try to sell, and if Trump pulls this thing off the way I think he is, They're not going to be able to sell it. They're going to try to engage in their issues and try to get them cemented into law so they can then be controlling things more. This whole thing about guns and not closing gun stores during this time, that's nuts. That is absolutely nuts. Texas, a Democrat said, we need to close the gun store. And I think the lieutenant governor said, you tell them.
You first.
You tell them that. That was perfect. That guy's hilarious.
And even the sheriff of Los Angeles County backed down. They're like, yeah.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. Keep the pot stores open, gun stores, and liquor store. What a combination. Okay, we got to do the warning.
All right.
Encouragement.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
It's not just about sex.
Let's go to the phones. You know what that means, don't you? John DeVoe's on the line. You got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. If he starts wondering or doing a PSA, we'll cut him off. So let's bring in, without any further ado, John DeVoe. Hey, John.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
Peace and blessings to both of you and the entire listening audience all over the globe. Peace and blessings. Happy Wednesday.
And with your spirit.
You know, I saw recently where America gets over 90% of its antibiotics from China. You know, if you got sick and you went to the doctor recently, they gave you an antibiotic, most likely anywhere in America, that antibiotic came from China. But with the coronavirus, they say antibiotics cures bacteria-related illnesses. And the coronavirus is not a bacteria-related illness. They really don't have a cure for it. They're trying out medications that they gave people for Ebola and SARS and MERS to see if those medications will work on it. But they can't give you an antibiotic for it because it's not a bacteria-related illness.
Right.
But The Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says that one thing that will come out of the coronavirus thing is more people will buy American. And maybe even America will look at, producing some of its own antibiotic and not being so dependent on China, you know, for their antibiotics.
Yeah, we've discussed that on here before.
And so, you know, it's so how can America have a trade war with China when it's dependent on that much of its medications for anybody that gets sick? I mean, if you get sick with anything, one of the first things they give you when you go to the doctor is some kind of antibiotic.
Yeah, I can tell you that China does not want us. If they were to go in and cut that off and we would say, well, no more pharmaceuticals, they don't want that. Because they're going to be sitting there with a boatload of pharmaceuticals that they're not going to know what to do with.
So, you know, that's one of the things that we're dealing with. But Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, said that one thing will come out of this is that more people will be buying America, and I suppose America will start to make more of it.
And we discussed that yesterday, and I agree.
It's dependent on other countries for.
John, thanks for the telephone call.
You're welcome. Peace and blessings.
Bye. And we hashed our discussion yesterday and discussion with Jeff Sessions. Let's start with Kevin McCarthy and talking about the package and getting U.S. back. By the way, watch how Trump is going to parlay this thing at the when they start talking, you know, phase four stimulus. How he parlays this into an infrastructure bill.
Right.
And where they're going to be talking about this voting and by mail and registration and Planned Parenthood and women's health issues, a.k.a. abortion, Donald Trump is going to come up with this kick butt infrastructure bill that's going to be a quasi state, federal, and private sector funding, and private sector management and built. Let's listen to Kevin McCarthy.
The people they were hurting were frontline hospital workers. Hourly workers that are displaced, that have mortgages and rents and car payments and kids in college, and then small business owners and big businesses. So I can only imagine what their wish list is here. Should we let this play out a little bit? $2.2 trillion is a lot. $4 trillion loan guarantees backed by the Fed is a lot also.
Think about what you have here. 90% of this bill was already decided, the core part that would help Americans. They're going to get a check directly from the government if you make $99,000 or less. If you're unemployed, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get taken care of. You're going to get $600 more per week from the federal government outside of what your state provides you. But what we really want to make sure is that you stay on the job. So any small business owner, we're going to provide you the money. Yes, it's a loan, but you know what? If you spend that money, and you don't have to go to the SBA, go to your local bank. We guarantee it. If you spend it on your employees, your rent, utilities, it's no longer a loan, it's a grant. Yeah. And to larger businesses, those over 500 employees, we secure your loan, but we give you a tax benefit where we pay for half of your employees. This is all for 2 months. Get us through this time period, get this economy back going to where it was before, the strongest economy in the world.
Here we go. How many times have we heard strongest economy in the world from Trump? That's like, if he says it once, he says it 100 times. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Marsh Show, right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. You know, a guy that's done really well on this thing is Gavin Newsom from California. He is hadn't barked. He's just been methodical, taking care of stuff and taking care of business.
Yeah, and I've heard of Ben Shapiro bring this up. He's based out of Los Angeles, and he said, "Why is it that everybody in the press, national press, is saying Cuomo's this new darling, and not mentioning Gavin Newsom?" Because Newsom said essentially the same things as Cuomo, maybe he just hasn't, to your point, barked as much. I don't know.
And he's got the right thing. And if he would do briefings like Cuomo, he'd probably get more coverage on it. And I think that's part of it. But this is kind of an interesting story here, talking about California Governor Gavin Newsom and the coronavirus. Listen in.
California has more than 8,500 coronavirus cases, and the number of patients in intensive care, well, that's nearly tripled. Governor Gavin Newsom says the crisis would be much worse if the state had not taken strong action. Only on CBS This Morning, our Anna Warner spoke with the governor about the latest numbers in California.
What does that data say to you?
It's too early for me to judge it, but the reality is the state was quick to move on social distancing. As a consequence, I think some of those early actions may prove fruitful.
Early actions meant locking down the San Francisco Bay Area on March 17th, the entire state days later. All to slow the pace of infections, to give the state a precious resource, time.
What is it about the time that is so important?
Time's everything. Every hour, every minute of every hour, every day is a day we're never going to get back.
What that time bought him, Newsom says, was a chance to bring in more equipment. And this week, thousands more medical personnel.
Every single day is the opportunity to save lives. And so that's what we have bought here in California. And that's what I'm currently focused on. Not the models. I want to prepare for the worst.
Very well handled. Good job in the interview. He's a sharp guy. I can see him running for president without a doubt. I can see him running for Feinstein's seat. But I think he's more geared towards running for president. But very methodical. He's not barking like Cuomo does, and he's very intellectual with it too. He does this kind of he'll get to the feeling part of things that good liberal Democrats do. Let's continue on to the second part of this story.
Los Angeles County has not seen the worst yet, but already cases are under investigation at 18 nursing homes. At one home in San Bernardino County outside L.A., two people have died. More than 50 are infected. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is preparing residents for the long haul.
This will last at least 2 months, could last a third. And remember, there's not just a light switch that goes on and life comes back to normal.
Statewide, nurses are protesting a serious shortage of protective gear. There aren't enough ventilators, and the governor worries about something harder to fix.
I worry most, to be candid with you, about fatigue. I worry that people say, you know what, we got this. Let's have that birthday party, and let's mix some of the extended cousins together. If we do that too soon, we're in trouble.
You talked about a parachute.
It's the equivalent to, quite literally, being in a parachute and cutting the cord before you land. No one in their right mind would do that.
In this emergency, California is hoping for the softest landing possible.
And in California, and again, he may be a real hero if his numbers are pretty low. I think he's got 2,800 cases, and his death rate is pretty low. But if he can keep that down, that would be pretty remarkable, and that may be a nice setup for him somewhere in the future. He's got that look that definitely has got the presidential look, right, that people would be really attracted to.
Right.
And he's fairly smart, too. From this story, I went back and looked at other stories of him where he's doing longer interviews with people. He does a really good job with it. I'm very impressed with him. Now, I don't agree with his politics whatsoever, But I do agree with that he does it. He's handling this well. Okay, so this is someone that we use a pretty good bit. This is a former prosecutor, state prosecutor, that federal prosecutor. Did I send you that one? Let me see.
Yeah, right.
On the Church, Park, and Pray. Now, this, as a libertarian, Joey, you would appreciate this. They are trying to stop people from parking and praying together as a group. You're staying in your car, and you're parking, and you're praying together. Mm-hmm. And you listen to, they're trying to stop that. Did you hear where they arrested a minister in Florida for holding a congregation?
I saw that headline, yeah.
Let's listen into this.
All right, as the coronavirus closes places of worship, groups are organizing park and pray events. It's just like it sounds. People are parking in parking lots and praying together from their cars. But does this violate stay-at-home mandates? In some cities, the answer is yes. Here to answer that question is former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman. Hey, Brett, is that illegal?
We're living in strange times, aren't we? Because sitting in a parking lot, not at all harming anyone, you would think, is now a violation of orders from cities and states.
So what do you do if they tell you to get out of here, even though your intention is not anything but kindness? What if they tell you, no, you're not allowed to do this? Do you have a right to stay?
Is easier, I think, in this day and age to understand why authorities are saying, hey, let's not get together. But there's a question, there's reasonableness that's at issue here, because these are individuals that are exercising constitutional rights. Is there anything more fundamental to what we need as human beings than our ability to identify a loving Heavenly Father and to reach out to God and ask for help during trying times? And so what you're going to see is a pitting against one another of a local rule being implemented to try to protect the public versus the individual freedoms and rights that we enjoy under the Constitution.
Okay, so they're going to give them tickets for praying?
I wouldn't pay it.
You know, they need to go back to the First Amendment and say, shall not establish a religion or abridge a religion or interfere with a religion.
And one thing, it's been in the back of my mind, but, you know, there's a great book called Crisis and Leviathan, a guy named Robert Higgs, and he talks about all that went on during World War II. And one of the major things out of that book, it's a weighty tome, it's like a 1,000-page book, but one of the things he talks about is the ratchet effect, that for an emergency, the state might do things that none of us would ever accept, and if they give back the freedoms, fine. But there's often this ratchet effect that once they've taken that step, they're not giving it back. And I'm not thinking like locally, like the curfew, that'll obviously go away. I'm thinking more like these payments they're now making, like this recent Sure Up stimulus bill. I bet you some stuff people are going to fight to keep it there.
Well, we can get to Justin Napolitano talking about this. So let's continue on with Brett Tomlin.
And Brett, in the big picture, people are handing out fines for congregating together. The mayor of New York said, if I catch anybody having religious ceremonies, I might shut down that house of worship for good. Kenny?
It's scary what happens when people start exercising the police power. Now, we've given the police power to our states. And when they exercise it in an emergency situation, it has to be limited. And another factor that the Supreme Court has said is it has to be narrowly tailored to the emergency. So the question is, what about those that have not tested positive, they're not infected, and they want to get together in a parking lot and they want to pray? Is it reasonable and is it narrowly tailored to try to eliminate their ability to do so? It's a legal challenge that certainly will be brought. But it's very hard to see the justification for something like banning park and prays in parking lots across the country.
Nobody wants to ban it. I'm sure the law enforcement doesn't want to push people out of the parking lot. They know what criminal behavior is, and that's not it. But these are just odd times, Brett. And so I appreciate your insight.
It's odd times, Brian, and I can't imagine. Can you imagine the financial impact of saying and giving misdemeanors to everybody that wants to pray?
That really, I mean, and this is where we overshoot. I mean, Blasio basically said, if you gather as a church, I may close your church down. That is incredible. Unbelievable. David, hang on for me. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Napa Know-How.
Whether you're a car guy, or just a guy who uses a car, or not a guy at all, you know the ear-piercing screech of a worn-out brake pad. But thanks to NAPA, you don't need to know your way around a toolbox to get a quality part installed. Because while there are 6,000 NAPA Auto Parts stores, there are also more than 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Centers. So whether you do it yourself or have it done for you, all you need is NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are. Looks like DeSantis, a Florida governor, is doing a lockdown in Florida now. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, how are you today?
Hola, Deno.
Hola.
The pastor who was arrested in Florida was Rodney Howard Brown. I've heard him speak before. He's a South African hyper-faith kind of minister, and, you know, just one of those that you're not going to tell me what to do or when to do it kind of an attitude. So,
how did you learn about him?
I heard him speak, gosh, probably 25 years ago. He used to do a lot of traveling in Africa as an evangelist, and then he came over, I guess, about 20 years ago to the U.S. and started a church there in the Tampa area. And he's big friends with, like, Kenneth Copeland and people like that. So all the, you know, hyper-faith disciples. So it doesn't surprise me that he was obstinate and got arrested. Because he's kind of a bull in the china shop.
There you go. One of those guys, huh?
Yeah, he is. So, you know, and all these things, this is really starting to irk me, my libertarian side, too, about with the park and pray thing and all that, you know. Any rights that we give up, just like we did after 9/11, it's like a temporary tax. There's no such of a thing. You know, if you give up a right, it's gone. You'll never get it back from the federal government.
Well, and, you know, the concept of free assembly, and particularly on a religious standpoint, I mean, these people were in cars. Because I went up and looked at the article in the Orlando Sentinel. You would appreciate
right.
that, yes. Joey.
Right. Yeah.
And it, well, that's where I found it.
Right.
But all these people were doing is sitting in their cars, listening to someone preach
right.
on their radio, and then they gave them communion that had been sterilized.
Yeah.
They would roll down the window, hand it to them, and they'd do communion.
Yeah.
They did pass around the offering plate.
Yeah. Of course. And there has been, you know, there are drive-in churches around the U.S. The first one ever was, a lot of people don't know this, started by Robert Schuller in Florida before he moved out to L.A. and started Crystal Cathedral. That's how he started his ministry, was at a drive-in theater there in Florida. And they actually have several of those where I have seen articles of, you know, people still doing that, and they haven't said a word about that.
Yeah. Well, Holy Spirit here in Montgomery is doing that.
Yeah.
You drive in, sure. You do your confessional.
Right, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I have no problem with it whatsoever. And I think that, and especially, you know, it doesn't surprise me that the socialist de Blasio was trying to shut churches down, just looking for a reason to shut them down. So,
I tell you, the After Action report on New York City and New York, of what happened there, is going to be really interesting. I understand there's a geo-mapping of who the people were that got corona and where they were. And they're going to be able to hit a button, and you're going to see them pop up on a timeline chart. So
as
the time goes on, you're going to see them pop up, and you'll see the hot spots.
Yeah. Have you heard about them in New York having coronavirus potluck parties?
There was some place that I think it was like 47 people in a place that only had like 500 square feet.
Yeah. Did you see the party, the family party in L.A. that the police had to break up the other day?
Yeah, saw that. Oh, how about the one here? This is the one. Okay, so the seniors go on their senior spring break trip from Texas. They charter an airplane. These are what are called rich seniors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There are 60 of them on the airplane. 28 of them come back with corona.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Could we call him Rich Richard, so to speak?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Which again just shows that the virus has no respect for, you know, wealth or social status or anything like that, you know. And like I've been saying, you know, nature is the biggest serial killer in history, and it has a way of culling the herd every few years.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a respecter of any person.
There you go.
So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
David, thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you doing on this? I thought about you when I was sitting on the deck with Benji and drinking coffee.
Oh, man, it was paradise this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Just the way April Fool's Day ought to look.
There you go.
And the air is so fresh and clean, and I'm running up and down my 24-foot ladder, which I guarantee you will kill any damn coronavirus.
If it falls on it?
Yes. There ain't no doubt, man. And, of course, like all painters, you know, I got so much chemicals on me that I'm surprised I'm alive.
Let me ask you something. It was funny because there were... I'm a big Investor's Business Daily kind of person. And you know how they'll have the antibacterial paint primers to stop mold?
Oh.
Are you familiar? You're obviously familiar with that, right?
Vaguely, but ain't nobody buying that crap.
Well, you know, but they're talking about doing it so you can antibacterial. But see, the problem is corona's a virus. And they're talking about right. How sales are going up in that.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Stupid consumers.
These are the people who are listening in biology class when they can't tell the difference between a virus and bacteria, which that's not surprising.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I'm in fantasy land anyway because yesterday and tomorrow I'll be at Cinderella's house.
Oh, okay. Well, you get Cinderella to call in while you're there so we can get
I'm
a
reporter. I'm going to. We never hear from her, so I'm going to start putting a little peer pressure on her. So there come on now.
I want to get a report on you. Are you painting and behaving yourself?
Oh, I am. I'm doing a real good job. In fact, I'm doing stuff ain't nobody ever done that should have been doing a long time
from
ago.
from people that you do their houses and businesses, they rave about you.
Well, they're all very nice people. I'm extremely lucky to have the best customers in the world. And they give me so much nice stuff. Golly, Moses. You know, they get tired of their copper pans and stuff like that. Hell, I get them. Golly, Moses, these things are nice. I've got five TV sets.
Man.
Just because everybody wanted to get the flat screen. So I got all the latest versions of these little portables. God, they're nice, man. Lord. Man. And, you know, they ain't TV on. Worth paying for anymore. Let's face it, guys. This is junk. I'm so glad I haven't paid for TV in 6-7 years anyway, and I'm glad I don't because there's nothing to offer. And of course, let's make sure I know, you know, the bright spot of my day. Of course, in the morning when I make my espresso roast in my Dan Morris coffee cups and take my two cups, and believe me, after two of those, you're alive. and then at night, I go in my art studio turn on my fluorescent lights. these suckers are just, I think I'm blowing, drinking my rum and Dr. Pepper out of it every night, too, to tell you the truth.
There you go.
I feel like I'm blowing after a couple of those. I'm very disappointed about the church parking lot stuff. This is BS, guys. It's too much.
It really is.
They're taking a very punitive nature on the most cooperative, compassionate people on the planet. I admit the communion seemed a little bit out of reach, but, you know, man, I'm going into Home Depot every day and pulling in Wendy's and Burger King, McDonald's. They're handing out food, too, and it ain't sterilized and wrapped.
Yeah, I tell you what, Home Depot is blowing and going. I'm talking about nationwide and here in Montgomery. It's
saying
everybody, because they're staying home, everybody is doing a home project.
They sure are. And I hope some of them mess it up real bad so they call me. Because I have a feeling there's going to be some home improvement that is not very improving at all by some of these people that have never tried to improve their home before.
Ooh.
So I'm just leaving a little note on the side. Okay, guys, you need help with something, let me know. I'm available. But don't go doing stuff you don't know what how to do, because you can make a mess of stuff.
And Red Top, I need you to be on hold here again.
Do we have another customer for him?
Yes.
See, Red Top, it pays to advertise.
Yes.
Well, you're not advertising it.
Well,
I do give you personal endorsement.
I'd be scared to, man. There ain't but one of me, hell.
I know.
So, I'm enjoying the show as always.
You hang on.
We
have another customer for you.
I thank you so much, guys. Y'all are wonderful. I appreciate it always, and I'll always be listening. Thank you very much. I'll hold on, Joey.
Thank you.
Thanks. Penny Lane. Hey, Penny Lane. Penny.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
I'm great, and you?
I'm hanging in there. You know, I had to give my input. You know, we all have an opinion, so I want to throw mine out there. I just wish everyone would respect the virus. That's why we have a pandemic, because nobody wants to respect it. And I'm in the healthcare industry currently right now, and we do not have enough PPE to do the job with the patients we have. I don't know what it's going to come down to, because they're expecting in 2 weeks for Alabama to hit its peak.
It's actually 3 weeks.
Wasn't that our numbers?
April the 20th.
Yeah, yeah. So I just don't know. It's just frustrating, you know, that we don't have what we need. And my other thing is...
Well, let me ask you something. When you say we don't have what we need...
Yeah.
Hasn't policy...
We're having positive patients, and we don't have enough N95 to protect us, so we're going to get it. And then what are you going to do when you don't have enough healthcare workers to take care of people? Because we're down.
Well, wait a minute.
We already have a huge...
Just said, Penny, hang on. Hold on. Hold on, Penny.
Okay.
What hospital are you in?
I cannot disclose.
Okay, well, contrary to what you're saying, there's a difference of your protocol has changed.
Yes,
and so what y'all are
probably
doing is everybody in there is supposed to wear an N95 mask. That isn't what used to happen.
Well, when you have positive patients, you have to, and then you have people that are being tested until you know if they're positive or not. But it's just real frustrating. And then I wanted to say this, too. Okay, you know how I was a little disappointed in Trump when he was on the broadcast stating that he inherited a bunch of crap from the previous president, which I get, yeah. But how come we were not prepared? Where's the CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization, the NIH, the rest of the government that are supposed to be so smart and they know that history repeats itself? Why did we not have enough supplies that we had enough stockpile to handle somewhat of what, you know, were being dealt? I mean, we've had the Ebola, we've had the Zika virus, you know, 100 years ago?
Okay, well, let me ask you some questions, Penny. So when Ebola was out, did you do what you're doing now for
COVID-19
that you did for Ebola?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's the point.
Penny.
No, you didn't. Penny, the protocol changed. The protocol changed. Y'all weren't sitting there, whatever hospital, saying, oh my God, there's going to be a pandemic that's going to be happening somewhere in the next year. We need X number of masks. There's not anybody, and I know a whole bunch of people within your realm, there's nobody that ever said that.
If the powers that be who are in charge should have been thinking ahead, because we know...
Okay, who are the powers? Who is that?
I just stated all of them. CDC, FDA, WHO, NIH, the government. I mean, I think we should have been a little bit better prepared. And then my next question is, did the United States send any PPE to Wuhan in the beginning? Do you know the answer?
I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
You don't think we did?
I don't think we did. I know we offered to go in early and bring equipment, but they refused for us to go in early.
Yeah. And then, I used to be an accountant before I became a nurse, so I look at money as well. And, you know, nobody has saved for a rainy day. You know, and I'm not saying everybody should have money to survive for however many months this lasts. I'm one of the blessed ones that I used to be an accountant, so I can make it for 6 months. Not everybody thinks like I do. However, the people should at least be prepared to buy their time a month or two until the wonderful unemployment can come kick in, or the small business loans. Because my daughter's a small business owner, she shut down, and it just amazes me how we live payday to payday in this country. We don't respect one another, nor do we respect this virus. It, in my opinion, it just seems like God's trying to teach us a lesson. We don't respect one another. I mean, heck, for how long have we not even respected green lights and red lights? You know, that's the norm.
You're all over the place here, Penny.
But I'm just livid about it all.
I can tell. Penny, hang on. If you want to hold on through the break, you're welcome. Going to be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dano.
How are you?
I'm good. Sounds like you and Joey are. I have a question for Miss Penny.
Yeah?
Employment at an unknown healthcare institution. If I understood her correctly, she complained that her daughter, who has her own business, is not getting a relief check or...
She can if she tried.
Well, whatever the stimulus, economic stimulus rescue bill is called, if I understood her, she's complaining that her daughter is not getting assistance. And that she herself does not have the proper equipment yet to conduct her job with the level of safety that she thinks you ought to have. Last week, toward the end of the week, Rachel Maddow, and I didn't see the original telecast, quite obviously. I never watch her.
Good for you.
That would be, I rely on you and Joey for that. And thanks for replaying some of her inane comments, but that's punishment above and beyond. But her statements, you remember, were that hospital ship is not going to be in New York next week or even probably next month. Well, for her information and for Penny's, that ship is now in New York Harbor and the hatches are open. It's open for business. what she, and I suppose her daughter, also are experiencing in different forms is reaction time. You know, if this had hit last summer or last spring, she wouldn't have had equipment. It does take a little while to gear up. Meanwhile, for us, for her, and you, me, Joey, all our families, there are things to do to occupy your mind, and there are games that can be played at home, even without electronic devices. They're called checkers, chess, Scrabble, card games. But there are also games that Dr. Byrne wrote about three or four decades ago called the games people play. And one of them that's detrimental and can be destructive is one titled Ain't It Awful. And I'm tired of hearing people play that, especially over the radio when they call in. So if she would dust off that book off her shelf, if she has Dr. Burns, if she has a copy of it, if she doesn't, if she would contact me, I'll bring her an old copy.
Oh, wow.
Makes good reading.
I like that. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
You have a great one. Folks, Barbara Allen, we're up to the top of the hour break. I'm going to, I really want you to hold over through the break. I'll come back to you as soon as I get to the other side. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Going to be back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Two Holland America cruise ships remain stranded at sea off the Florida coast. At least four passengers have died and several hundred are sick with suspected coronavirus symptoms. Maximilian Joe's parents are on the ship and he's